All right, hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back to episode 16 of 615 Guys, the number one podcast, recorded on a ping pong table. We got all the guys here today. I'm Jackson. We got Sean.
Yo, what's up?
We got Connor.
Yo, yo, yo.
And we got Mr. Ditton.
Hello, everyone listening right now.
Beautiful Sunday afternoon. Not even beautiful, actually. It's very
not
rainy.
Beautiful.
Definitely late today.
It's been very rainy.
We would like to welcome our guest, Monte Teao's girlfriend. She traveled. She traveled far away from Make Believe Land. Anyway, guys, how's y'all's day been so far?
Well, you know,
a lot of football.
Yep.
Titans finally won.
It's a good day to be a Titans fan.
Yes, that was a big win.
Yes, it was, and I definitely didn't think they were going to win early on in the first half because it was looking like it was going to be another blowout.
As I was checking the score during my breaks of ACT class, I just felt all the hope dwindling away.
Yeah, it was not looking good at all. Henry definitely had a terrible first half.
He definitely popped off in the second half.
But King Henry
made
showed
up
in the second half. But, you know, my day was just really topped off and made after Mr. Ditton Dotson showed up with three Oreo blizzards. And then one for him, obviously.
Little not known fun fact. A lot of the episodes I will get myself ice cream beforehand because, you know, got to have the sugar, the, you know, excitement, energy to record a podcast. And every single time they're always like, where's mine? Even though I'm unemployed. And today I decided I was in line. I was like, you know what? It's been a special rainy day. I think I'm going to surprise the boys. So I came through for them.
Yep. And it was funny the way he did it. He walked in with ice cream. And we're just like we always are. Hey, you know, where's our ice cream? And what'd you do with the remaining? You didn't like put them on the pool table over there?
I did. I put them on a table that it's like the closest table, but it's out of sight. So they couldn't see it when I sat it down.
So he walked back to the back and grabbed three beautiful
Oreo
blizzards.
And we were about all ready to just, like,
they were mad at me beforehand and then,
just kiss him.
I wouldn't say that, Sean.
I would. I definitely would.
It was a beautiful moment indeed. Really, really made the night, lightened up the mood. I'd say it made up for all the times I didn't get him any.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Now, can we keep this streak going?
Yeah, I think
maybe how much money did you drop on this?
$20.
Oh wow.
Maybe next time Sean gets us all blizzards.
My honor, Jackson. I'm supplying the studio for the podcast, so
yes,
I believe
that's true.
But you don't have to use any money on transportation.
It's not like you drive like 2 minutes to come to my house.
It's a 15-minute drive for me.
All of us besides Ditton, it's like a 2-second drive to Sean's house.
Old Ditton.
Speaking of wonderful treats we've all had today, I don't know what day this will come out, but this week, Sunday football, a bunch of Tennessee Vols had some good days. Cordero Patterson had, I don't know, 130 yards, 2 touchdowns.
He went off.
Josh Palmer had a whopping 1 catch.
Juwan Jennings had a touchdown.
Yes, he had a touchdown. Kamara.
First career catch.
Kamara played.
I'm glad they all decided to show up in the NFL.
Hey, how did Callaway do? He didn't do too well last week.
The Saints only had like 3 yards.
Awful. Yeah, I think Callaway was kind of hyped up after preseason, and then hasn't really done too well. It's kind of
Well, the Saints just... Ooh, Lamar's already thrown 2 picks tonight.
Tough night.
Yeah.
Does he still have negative?
Probably has negative fantasy points. Speaking of that, later in the episode, I do think we're going to do a little next week fantasy picks for you guys that need Denton Dotson's famous and amazing fantasy football advice. So stay tuned.
Yes, but until then, I feel like we should get on with our first topic that we have listed out that we want to talk about for the night or for the episode. First topic of discussion, devious licks. It's a TikTok trend. If you don't know what devious licks are, it is a TikTok trend that has been going around that pretty much the goal of it is to steal something from your school or work.
Steal slash vandalize.
Mainly school, though.
Mainly school, and more specifically, mainly school bathrooms. Like, for instance, at our school, there has been a huge soap.
Yeah, dispenser. I'm trying to wash my hands, and there ain't no soap.
There's no soap to be found.
There was one picture on Snapchat where there was like 6 of them in a row, and they were just all opened and just had nothing in.
I think a mirror was taken too.
Yeah, and then like the wet floor sign was thrown in the toilet.
Yeah, but that's just how do you fit some of this stuff in your backpack.
I don't know how you put that in your pocket.
Because yeah. apparently, now this has been proven, there was a toilet that
stolen
was...
from Central?
Yeah, it would, no, I don't think it was stolen, but it was just, like, taken out of the ground.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that. So yeah, you ask your teacher to go to the bathroom and you bring a toolbox.
Yeah, I don't understand if that's possible. And then apparently there was a urinal taken at Green Hill. If that's true, I don't know.
And I mean, like, I've seen, like, things on TikTok, like, I don't know if this is true, but, like, there was a school bus taken.
There's no way. Maybe. Arrested. Maybe. I guess you could get arrested for any of that.
You can get arrested for everything they're doing.
Yeah, there was, like, a whole security camera, like, taken out of the ceiling. Like, there were still wires, like, ripped out, like, hanging out of the security camera.
I can understand if you rip it out, but if you want it to be, like, functioning and you, like, take it out the wall with, like,
well, I don't
tools
see
and stuff.
Why you'd go for that, you... because they can see that
exactly.
Yeah, you're literally going to the camera. Because it's not like when you take it, it just deletes it. Like, you can go back and look at the footage. So, yeah, that's probably not the smartest one. Because at least in the bathroom, you know, there's no cameras.
Well, really,
so theoretically, you
really,
could
really, there's no smart thing to steal anyway.
Like, I mean, unless you're stealing
wait,
the entire school.
Has Dr. Walters said anything yet?
Yes. Every single morning, he has said something.
Because I know, like, I've seen videos, like, on TikTok.
I remember the day after the first soap got stolen in the morning announcements, he was like, let's not lose the privilege to use the bathroom.
I know there's like teachers in our bathrooms now. Can't even
use
the bathroom in peace.
In, like, every bathroom.
Yeah, someone's going to steal Mr. Sheely.
So since that teacher's just going to steal I just hit the most devious thing in there.
Guys, you won't believe what I stole. He's locked in the closet in my house. Oh, man, that'd be interesting.
That would not be
good
at all.
You would go to jail for, like...
You would go to jail for any of this, let's be honest.
Yeah,
like,
yeah there,
just,
yeah.
It's just not a good...
It's very stupid. It's a very weird trend that has...
I don't know why it's taken off.
But, like, why... Yeah. Actually, like, why would you want to steal a toilet or a urinal?
I don't know.
That is disgusting.
Well, you never have too many toilets in your house.
But one that's been used by the entire school...
You could frame it. Like, this is the school toilet. Like, yo, Johnny, guess what I have in my bathroom, dude? It's the school toilet.
But, like, school toilets are the most disgusting.
Yes, they are. I get the soap, you know? Sometimes you run out of soap in your house. You're like, oh, we need soap. I got it. Tomorrow at school, I'll steal it.
Okay, but, like, another one that, like, makes no sense is that they don't, yes, they steal the soap, but they open up the soap and then dump it in the, what's it called?
Yeah, that'll show the school systems.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll dump
that
soap.
Do they do this in between classes, you think? Or, like, during class?
I
think they would do it during class.
Nobody knows.
You think they meet up? Because
they can't
meet
in between classes.
Dude, what soapbox are we still on today?
It was in between before the teachers started coming into the bathrooms.
Do you think they, like, time it? Okay, meet me at the third floor bathroom.
Yeah, that's definitely.
In 10 minutes, we're going to steal
a
toilet.
Walk in the bathroom one day and it's going to be gone. Like, the entire bathroom is going to be a hole.
All the stalls. There's nothing.
No, there's not even going to be a room. There's just going to be a hole in, like, the side of the school.
There's
going to
be, like, pipes just sticking out of the ground.
Yes, yes. Everything's going to be gone.
Shut up. Peeing in the corner.
All the doors are going to be gone when we walk in Monday.
That would be awful.
That would be a good one.
Oh, man. Speaking of, let's plan it. What are we going to do on Monday, fellas? What are we stealing?
You know, I'm not going to say anything on here because that could
theoretically speaking.
I'm going to steal some water.
That's a good one. Water fountain?
Yeah.
You 1, 2, 3, that's enough for me. You do 4 seconds. mean, you deviously lick some water, you know, from the water fountain. Yeah, just a lot of bad jokes that I've tossed out there tonight. That was y'all aren't hearing the rest of them, but I'm on a cold streak today.
He's just not the same after...
Yeah.
Wait, did y'all end up losing to the Raiders today?
Yeah, we did. The Raiders have beat the Ravens and us. But yeah, we might come up with something to steal. Theoretically speaking, it may be Dr. Walters. May steal him. Have him on the podcast.
You have to come here.
He's in the basement of our podcast.
Yeah, we'll
maybe
hold
he'll
him
maybe,
for ransom.
Well, maybe he'll, sh- maybe he'll show up in a helicopter.
That was cool.
I didn't see that, obviously. But like, was
did anyone get out, or was it to try the field?
Well, I thought he got out of
Dr. Walters got out of it.
Out of the helicopter?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's on Twitter.
I saw the helicopter land, but like,
I thought the
why?
Helicopter just went before to dry off the field. Like,
no,
before
no,
anyone
he dropped
got there.
Off Dr. Walters.
Like, right before the game?
Look at his Twitter. He posted.
What did
it
he
was
do?
Cool.
I don't know.
Maybe it was like a homecoming
just like
thing.
He was delivering the game ball or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what he did. But there was a helicopter. Like, when I was driving to the game, there's a helicopter. And I just remember being like, hey, it's a helicopter. And then it was like 15 minutes before the game, and then there's a helicopter that just lands on the field. And wait, our so principal steps out of it.
Wait, you weren't in? You weren't in the stadium whenever the game started?
No.
Or did you see him get out?
You could see. He landed on the field. You could see it from anywhere.
Oh.
That is the most unnecessary thing ever.
I was by the concession stand.
Kind of cool, though. I would love to be dropped in by a helicopter.
Well, I know you would love to, but like, this is absolutely nothing. I just think it's a waste of money, in my opinion.
Well, we need to drive the field anyways. You might as well get the use out of the helicopter.
Yeah, it was very cool. We were all confused, but in retrospect, very cool.
I say, if you didn't know what was going on, you just see a helicopter just land in the middle of the field, you have to be just very confused.
Yes, yeah, so it was. We had no idea what was going on.
I would feel so concerned.
Yeah, well, we just thought the helicopter was lost. Yeah, this isn't a landing pad. And then our principal steps out. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was what he thought a devious look was. I don't know. Stealing the show.
He's stealing a helicopter.
Yeah. Yeah, this is how you do it, students. Stole a helicopter.
I have just hit the most devious of licks.
God, you won't believe what I just did.
Oh, man. Homecoming. What a day. It was awful.
Awful.
Yeah, it was
really terrible.
Bad. Really bad.
So,
okay, but can we talk about how that was really lame student section? Like, y'all were not loud at all.
Y'all have the numbers, y'all just don't have the energy.
Well, I'm not going to go into explanation of why that is, but we will just say...
I think we know why you think that is.
Yeah. No, I don't mean that at all. So we didn't have the student section leader, which is going to make the game quieter, but why our potential isn't reached is we'll say that there's a lot of people there, however, there's not a lot of people that yell.
Yes, that's a good
one. Then you take that onto the fact that the person who leads the chants isn't there, and then it makes it even quieter.
Plus, they were overtaken by the band half the time.
Oh my gosh. Every time we tried to start a chant, the band would start playing. We'd be like, let's go, and they'd be like, dum, dum, dum.
Hey, but the band gets everybody hyped, though.
Oh, I love the band.
I think we have the best band.
Yes, I agree. I love the band, but like every single time we'd start, dum, 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 dum. Yeah, they're hype, but they were stealing any spark we were trying to make.
That was their devious look of the night.
Yes, they stole
stole from y'all.
Our sound. Speaking of being the best in the county, I know there's an unfortunate loss in there, but this is y'all's best record in, 15 years.
Yep, the boys are, we are 4-1.
By us, you mean Lebanon football.
Yes. Nobody Lebanon knows football, what we're talking
about. The Lebanon football boys are 4-1.
All in their Lebanon gear.
Pretty sure he wins.
Also, Sean is back and better than ever.
Yes,
he has.
He decided it was time for him to go, and his doctor's like, well, you were healthy the whole time, dude. You could play.
He is healed from his overstretching injury.
Yes. He hasn't stretched since.
But Sean did have a touchback.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't tell.
It was almost two, but it literally
went out at the one.
It was like farther than the one.
It was like half.
Yeah, it skimmed the pylon.
Every single time you do it, I can't tell if it goes out of bounds or if it's a touchback. But I assume it's out
there
of bounds.
There was one.
Statistically.
His last one, I think, was the obvious out of bounds. I think
that one was like sideways. Yeah, it helicoptered.
But the one that he touched back, I was like, okay, Sean.
It was pretty deep, wasn't it, too?
It was pretty deep, yeah. It was pretty impressive. Speaking since you definitely have improved with your kickoffs.
Since you're overstretched.
And it wasn't a composite ball. They were pretty wet.
What's a composite ball?
It's like a fake ball. They just go farther. It's not like leather.
Oh, so you
get
cheating.
To use that on a kickoff?
That's what Cameron used when he kicked off.
He's cheating.
You get to use that on a kickoff?
Mm-hmm. You know what Cameron cheats at?
Like just high school because y'all don't have like a good leg?
Well, technically you're not supposed to. I don't know how we're allowed to. Like last year we couldn't.
Are you just admitting to cheating? Like, we need to cut this?
I have no idea.
Let's cut it.
We've been caught.
Breaking news.
like, he checks
Sean Redmond admits to cheating.
He checks it in with the refs, and the refs are fine with it.
The refs don't know the rules. Like, oh, this one looks cool, and they just put it down. They don't know.
I mean, legit.
Oh, this is a little deflated.
The NFL refs didn't know
this
that Tom Brady's
deflated.
Ball.
Yeah.
Deflated, yeah.
It's all
anyway, right. For those of you listening, that didn't happen. Sean's
kicking the right ball.
He kicks the balls that are actually worse than those, just to show how good he can kick it.
I think I'm 7-for-7 on extra points.
All right, you better knock
on
wood.
Sean Redmond misses next extra point.
There's wood right there, knock on.
Yeah, Sean's going to have a terrible rest of the year now that we've had this discussion.
Yep.
Who do y'all play this coming week?
We play Lincoln County.
In the pit.
It's like in a very, like, it's like a valley. It's like a valley, like a small valley.
From what my dad said, whenever they play there back in his day, it was like you walk into the stadium and you're at the highest point of the stadium. So you walk like down towards the field.
Yeah.
So you,
that's
you,
pretty
you,
cool.
You
though.
I like Mount Juliet's. Mount Juliet's is kind of where the field's downward. It's not as
a
extreme.
Little bit.
No, it's not.
Gallatin's
like
Gallatin's fun to play at just because it's so like condensed.
Yeah, well,
it's small.
Like the stands are like on the field.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do y'all play Gallatin?
We did last week of the year.
Second to last week.
When y'all play Mount Juliet?
Third to last week, right before fall break, in 3 weeks.
3 weeks. So Lincoln, what? Lincoln County or
yep.
Lincoln Memorial Stadium? How far away is that?
About 2 hours.
2 hours.
Is it in Tennessee?
I think the student section was actually like trying to plan on getting a bus.
Being a bus. What team do y'all play that's like on the Alabama border? Is that this one? I know one of the teams y'all play.
It's either them or Warren County. Yeah, Warren County.
No, this is more south. This is more south than Warren
Maybe
County.
Maybe it was one of the teams y'all played at home.
We're getting a charter bus.
Oh, really?
That's what I'm hearing.
Coach Williams told me.
That's what I'm hearing.
I hope so.
Y'all are going to be out late.
A school?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And y'all are going to rent a hotel?
Like 12.
And you want to know that right after that game, I have to go to North Carolina.
Is it on the way?
At night?
Oh, that's. And if it's south, that means it makes it even further away.
Yeah.
Quick math.
Yeah, I would not be going to North Carolina after a game like that.
I think I'm supposed to get there, I don't know, like 3 in the morning or something.
Do you just like wake up the next morning early?
Yep. I don't know what time the game is.
Hopefully,
I don't have a game like that weekend.
Yeah, you might get there later than 3. Does the time change?
I have no idea. Probably.
It'll probably be later than 3.
I mean, yeah, you'll probably leave, like, you'll probably get back home. Let's see, the game will probably end at what? Probably 10:30?
No.
9? 10 o'clock.
The game
probably.
Will end at
game
like 9:45. But we won't leave till like.
Okay.
Like 10:45.
Like, I won't be going home with y'all. I'll be like.
Sean.
Okay, well, that makes it a little
oh,
better.
Oh, well, yeah. Then you'll
I'll
be
like
okay.
leaving with my parents.
I'm about to say, that makes it. I thought you had to go all the way back to Lebanon and.
Well, I hate to break it to you, Sean, but North Carolina is a 7-hour-and-41-minute drive.
From which part of.
From where we are currently located?
No, but like the border of North Carolina or like. The
just
capital
says,
of North Carolina.
You're says kidding. North Carolina. What city are you going to?
I think Charleston. I can check.
Real quick. No way.
Charleston's in South Carolina.
Maybe it's not Charleston.
It's not even North Carolina.
Okay. Yeah. Charlotte's only 5.
You know what?
Charlotte's 6 hours away.
You know what? I'm going to Georgia. That's what Sean's saying.
I'm going to Missouri.
What? Like, oh, we're playing Nashville this week. North Nashville. Anyway, it's like 6 hours.
Wait, is Lincoln this next game?
Lincoln's this coming game. Connor, you all right, bud? Connor's about to die in the middle
joking.
Of the podcast.
I was joking.
Oh, man. That's a selfish thing to do, Connor.
Maybe this is, I'm thinking of the wrong.
Are you in Nashville this week, Sean?
No, I have a game.
Sean, you're not even on this whole sill.
It's a different weekend.
Oh, man.
I knew it was going to be like that.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
Full circle. We go full circle.
It's a different weekend.
Because I think it's in North Carolina. No, it's in Charleston, North Carolina.
Oh,
which isn't
man.
Even in North Carolina. And he's like, it's probably in Charlotte. Oh, wait, we're in Nashville.
Oh, my gosh, that's funny.
Little oopsie weepsie.
Oh, man. So, congratulations, though. You won't get there at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
You guess you get thankfully. To sleep a little bit.
But, like, there is a game, I don't know which one it is, that I will have to leave after and go to North Carolina. So, Or South Carolina. I don't know.
Who knows?
One of them.
You know what I'm going to be doing?
It's a Carolina.
You know what I'm going to be doing on the way to our hour and a half to 2 hour Lincoln County game?
What's that?
I'm going to be listening to some music.
Okay. What type of music?
And isn't there some good new albums that
some
just
new,
came out?
Some new beats out.
There is a good album and a less than good album.
Which,
you guys
which,
can
which
decide.
Which
one
do you
is.
Think is the good album?
Well, what are the albums?
So the first album that was released was Donda by Mr. Kanye West. And then, since Drake was feuding with Kanye the whole time, he immediately dropped Certified Lover Boy, a.k.a. CLB. And since they're beefing, Drake and Kanye, everyone, all their fans have been really arguing over which one's better, just to, I guess, defend their favorite rapper. And my take on it is, at first, I thought Donda was better. It came out first, so I got to listen to it a little bit longer in comparison to CLB. But after about equal listen, I am a Certified Lover Boy.
Good one.
See, I don't really listen to the whole album. I wait for people to say what the good songs
are.
The
star songs.
Yeah, and then I go listen to those good songs. But from what I've heard from the people say the good songs are on CLB and then the good songs on Donda, I'm going to have to agree with Denton and become a certified lover boy.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm not really a big fan of either of the two albums, but like this certified lover boy, like,
well, you know, and also CLB has definitely grown on me because I first listened to CLB and
I didn't
like,
think it was very good.
I was like, this is terrible. I never have been a huge Kanye fan in the first place, but I would just like, I really wouldn't listen to either one of these albums and none of the songs on either one of these albums. But then after listening to CLB, I did add a few songs to my playlist.
I've listened to both of them quite a bit, and they're both, in my opinion, very good albums. Just as of right now, CLB's my favorite of the two, and it could just be because I've not quite got to the point to where I've listened to Donda one too many times, but it's getting close to where CLB's like the perfect amount, so it could just be a recency bias. But yeah, I'm leaning CLB, and also, in my opinion, Drake is better on his album than Kanye is on Kanye's album. Like, features definitely carry both albums, but I think features help Kanye a little bit more than they're helping Drake.
Connor, what's your opinion on the take?
Well, I haven't really had a chance to listen to a lot of it, but the ones that you played before this podcast, yeah, on the bus ride, I'm gonna be listening to it. But the ones you played before, again, I'm a Drake guy. I like Drake.
So we're all certified lover boys.
Yeah, certified lover boy. Yeah.
They can be the title for the episode.
I think
just a bunch of certified lover boys.
I think Kanye's album's a more musical album, but yeah, like for modern rap, like you want to bop your head.
Certified lover there's boys definitely better. I feel like a lot more meaning behind Donda's album.
Yes, for sure.
What y'all's favorite?
Like a lot more time spent on it and everything.
My favorites on Donda are Remote Control, Jonah, Hurricane,
I really don't
have a favorite on Hurricane. Donda. If we're Moon. Moon's really good.
I just listened to that on TikTok.
Shout out Ben Estes. He's actually across the street right now, not to drop our address, but he loves Donda. Junya's good. And then Certified Lover Boy, Way Too Sexy, obviously. TSU is my favorite song.
TSU.
The second half of In Too Deep, really good. Knife Talk is the hardest song on the album. And then I Miss You Too featuring Kid Cudi. Also a good one.
All right, I'm going to go check those out.
So, yeah, y'all can add that to your
playlist. See you next episode. We'll
DJ Dodson. And then Trippie's album, Trippie Red.
I didn't even know he came out with an album.
He came out with one a couple weeks before both of them. I like that one. It's solid. Not nearly as good as either, but
I guess the hype of these two albums has completely just overtaken that one, because I felt like I would have heard about it eventually.
It has Matt Hardy with Juice WRLD. That's its most popular song. But yeah, I've definitely been listening to a lot of Certified Lover Boy the past couple days. But I try to mix in Donda, so that way I get it even.
You don't get tired of it or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you want to know what else I'm going to be doing on that car ride or bus ride?
What is that, Sean?
I'm going to be playing some Skill Zone. It's a new
Yeah, so we spent the night at one of our friends' house the other night. And we woke up at 9 a.m. for some reason, and they were all playing this game. And I hadn't had the game yet, and I asked him what it was, and it's called Skill Zone. And it's a game that I guess is just like how it sounds.
It's just a bunch of, like, you'll think you'll get the game, and you're like, this is so stupid, because
the first question's addictive. The first question's math, and you're like, all right, like, nope, not playing this. Play this. But then it's a bunch of, like, reaction games, I guess.
Yeah, it's like a reaction time. There's one where you time yourself how fast you can type the alphabet. And it's one of those games where, like, I would kind of compare it to, like, a Flappy Bird. Like, it's just so, you think it's so stupid and simple.
But you just want to beat your high score.
It's difficult, and you just want to constantly play it and get, like you said, a new high score.
You know what that reminds me of? Fall Guys. You remember that, that
Fall
game
Guys was the
play?
Stupidest
it's
game.
It's so stupid, but it was so much fun.
A bunch of little Martians running around.
And then, well, the thing about this game is that every once in a while, you'll get a ridiculously good score, and then you get to send it to your group chat, see if anyone can top it. And then you're just competing against each other.
And then the next person beats you by way more, and you're like,
and then there's
wow,
like there's records terrible, like throughout the whole world. One of our friends, Ruben, he's like ranked number 2 in the whole world.
Yeah,
like,
on one of the games.
Reaction time.
Your boy Denton Dodson is ranked 911th out of the world in this game because, you know, I'm a G. supporting the 615 guys. Might change my name on there to 615 guys.
I that's actually my fantasy football name for every single one of my leagues. Just the 615 guy.
What's your record?
He is the
in which league?
All of them combined.
Combined.
We'll be back.
Counting this week, which I'll go 3-0 this week. I am currently sitting at 5-1.
Representing 615 guys.
That's
well.
Impressive.
5-1. I mean,
I'm not.
I went 2-1 last week and 3-0 this week, so we are looking in good shape so far.
Yeah, my fantasy team is doing very, very, very bad.
So then why do you like to give takes then? Maybe I should be having the one giving information to everybody.
I give great predictions. I just...
You just don't get the right players.
Well, no, I got the right players. Just Mostert got hurt. Dobbins got hurt. Elijah Moore got hurt today. And the rest of my team might as well be hurt. But anyway, we want to do a little segment.
You really only have like three players that you count on and... Everybody else.
You
my
know
defense
who,
scored.
You know who has been an absolute beast for me, like so far, and like our main league.
Cooper Kupp.
Tyler Lockett.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, 26 week one, 31, almost 32 points week two. That dude has got me in pretty much wins in both my games in one of my leagues.
Well, he was wide open on one pass today for a touchdown.
Yes, he was. Titans. Yes, he was.
That was so stupid. Broken.
He came back and won though.
Broken coverage.
Surprising.
Yeah, we did.
But you know who? You know who's been my biggest bust and disappointment?
Who?
Antonio Gibson.
He's played tough teams. Giants, man.
Let's go through our teams and say who your biggest bust is.
That's mine. My biggest flex for so far has been Tyler Lockett. Biggest disappointment, Antonio Gibson.
I haven't had any bright spots.
He just has disappointments.
My bench did good today, but
my bench
my
also
bench.
Did very well. I had Tyler Boyd get 14, Henry Ruggs at 22.
Ooh.
Yeah, I got
now,
mine.
My biggest bust would probably be Aaron Jones if he does not do good tomorrow.
I wouldn't say he's a bust yet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I got to wait till tomorrow.
My biggest bust, now, he was one of the best running backs in the league 2 years ago. Saquon Barkley.
I've never drafted Saquon. Never.
After his injury, he is just not the same running
back.
Well,
he's on a carry limit last week.
See, I feel like him.
Yeah.
Him and Zeke. Him and Zeke, I refuse to draft in a fantasy league.
Zeke had a good week. He had a touchdown.
Pollard's the better of the two backs, and he proved that today. He had a way better fantasy day.
Let's see how Zeke did. I know he had a touchdown. Yeah, he had 17 points. So Ezekiel Elliott's pretty good, I think. I've always liked him.
Pollard definitely, I've always hated him. I hate Dallas, and Zeke's a baby. But Pollard definitely proved that he has more talent than Zeke at this point.
I refuse to draft either one of them in any league just because I feel like they are so inconsistent. Like, that's what I mainly look for in a team. It's just consistency. You know, you go after all these star guys, you know, big names. But sometimes, like, obviously, like a big name is Odell Beckham. He's a big name, big receiver. However, I refuse to ever draft him.
He might not even play this year.
There is no consistency involved in him at all.
Julio Jones is a guy like that too, I think.
Yeah, he is like that. I honestly think he's a good bench option. If he has a good matchup.
He had a great game today.
He did have a great game. He had a couple drops. Like I remember one key drop. But you know who had a terrible game? It was A.J. Brown.
Oh, yeah, he did. He dropped a couple.
A.J. Brown had a lot of drops today, and that was not good. Actually, he just tweeted out, and I'm on Twitter now, and this is actually really funny. Someone from my family told me I wouldn't have caught COVID today if I tried to, which is pretty accurate. He wouldn't have. So at least he respects his mistake. Also, like Taylor Lewan week one.
Yeah, hey, was he not playing today?
Nope. He hurt his knee in warm-ups.
Yeah, he did.
Like his hurt knee?
Yeah, he was like when the coaches, you know, hold a pad and you just go to block it. And he just,
oh my gosh,
got hurt.
That is not good. Julio had 7 targets, 6 receptions, 128 yards.
That's a really good day.
And I remember the one he dropped was in overtime, wasn't it? Or fourth quarter?
Fourth quarter. Yeah, I think it was the third or fourth quarter.
I remember it.
I don't know.
It was later.
It was back-to-back drops. It was a drop from somebody, and then he dropped a ball. Or he dropped a ball, and then somebody else dropped a ball.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was on the screen. The old bubble pass that you love, don't you?
If any of you don't know, my position in football revolves a lot of little bubble passes. And
which is behind
quick outs. It's a bunch of stuff that I have to rely on. If people don't block,
and you
I
can't
get
fumble.
Killed. I get killed.
Yeah.
Yes, true. I also don't need a fumble. But
or hold.
or hold. But
I just got 3,494 points, 95 points on Skill Zone. See if y'all can top that, losers.
There you go. But I love to get absolutely trucked. And I'm actually
it does happen.
I'm currently having making my my highlight reel of the season of me getting trucked. So maybe we'll leak that at the end of the football season. All my highlights of getting absolutely hammered. But
yeah, some people post their pancakes. Jackson likes
is
to post.
Yeah, he is the one guy
he's receiving
pancakes.
The pancakes.
Yeah. Jackson loves pancakes.
I do. Speaking of pancakes, this kind of can roll into our next topic, and this actually start a new segment that we have come up with today.
Yes.
Connor actually came up with it, like the name, I guess.
It was Sean.
I thought it was Connor. My apologies. So, Sean, why don't you explain?
Well, we have this segment called Overrated
this or that.
Underrated.
There you go.
Called Overrated Underrated, but I thought of a new one called This or That, which is kind of similar. It's just This or That. It's kind of in the name. So we have one
great description.
We have one topic and then another topic or like thing.
You gotta choose this or that.
I will bring up
like better.
Yeah, I will bring up some of. Yeah, I got some of the questions. Netflix or Hulu?
Netflix.
Ooh, Hulu's pretty underrated because Netflix is kind of.
I don't use Hulu. So.
Yeah, Netflix. Okay. They get rid of all the good stuff.
Well, yeah. I'm gonna go Hulu on this one because, just for the sole fact of, Netflix has a couple of things that are really good.
Yeah, Netflix is two great things. The rest doesn't matter at all.
But Hulu has a bunch of stuff that's
solid.
Yeah, I mean it's just good, reliable options. And like, there's a lot more TV shows on there that I like to binge watch and stuff. So.
I'm gonna agree with Jackson there.
I don't ever use Hulu. Yeah. Never used it. So
I don't have
I have to say
it's hard to explain if you don't have it.
Yeah.
But.
Okay. Next one: night or morning?
Night.
Definitely night.
I don't know, dude. The morning kind of like calming, peacefulness. I like it.
I'm tired.
Oh, it's awful.
Feel great at night. Awful. Tired in the morning.
See, I'm tired right now, and it's nighttime. So.
But you go to school in the morning.
Yeah, but you also
having to wake up is
the awful.
Worst. It's the worst.
Yeah, but morning for you could be like 11.
Well,
like your morning
you see,
is your morning.
You see, still morning like
doesn't have to be sick.
Morning like during the weekend when you can wake up whenever is a lot
is
better.
Amazing.
But when you are forced to wake up is awful.
I agree
with that.
Yeah. Yeah, and you are forced to wake up in the morning more than
okay.
You're allowed to.
I have one. Cracker Barrel or Waffle House?
Cracker Barrel, not even close. Cracker Barrel by 100,000, ain't even close. Not even an argument. Go Cracker Barrel.
I would say
go
Waffle
Pancakes
House only because of the hash browns. Because I love hash browns.
hash browns are
probably my favorite.
Hold up.
Morning food.
What do you put on them, though? You got to put
something
on them.
Just cheese.
Just cheese.
You got to put a little bit more than that.
Cheese.
I put the cheese with ham and mushrooms.
I get triple covered hash browns.
Triple covered.
What is triple
So that's covered? Like three orders of hash browns.
My goodness.
Three. Is that all you get?
Yeah, but I also get a burger. So
a burger?
I get
at
a burger.
Waffle House?
Yeah, dude, their burgers
get,
are
like
smack.
Bacon or something with it. Don't just get a burger.
Their burgers
Stick
are pretty
with
good.
Stick with the breakfast.
Yeah, I guess regular food, I guess I'd go Cracker Barrel. Because
it's better.
Yeah, but then, I mean, I guess if we're going for breakfast purposes, I'd probably go to Waffle House.
And you can't really
Cracker
Barrel's not a thing you can go to at, like, I don't know, 12 o'clock at night.
Well, Waffle House is 10,000 times better at, like, midnight. Or
you're going to make more memories at Waffle House, but you're going to enjoy your food more at Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
I guess so. I could see that. I mean, a lot cleaner.
It's like Walmart. Walmart's Waffle House, and then you know an actual good store is Cracker Barrel.
Publix or Kroger.
Because you know you're gonna have a bunch of silly little memories at Walmart, but you're gonna buy good things not there.
Hey, I get MLB the Show from Walmart every year.
That is true.
All right, here's a different one. Kind of switching it up a little bit. Lose sleep or skip a meal. It's kind of weird.
Lose sleep or skip a meal.
Like limited sleep or
say you get 8 hours and you change it to 5. But
like lose sleep one day or lose sleep?
Skip a meal for show. I gotta have my sleep.
So instead of 8 hours, you do 5 hours.
Every day?
No, just once.
One night. And then for a day, everybody skips breakfast, or a lot of people skip breakfast. So we'll say you skip dinner.
Okay, I'd say we do this like skip a meal every day or lose sleep every day because I can do either one.
I mean, it just
Just which one would you rather?
Yeah, yeah. It's a this or that.
I'm gonna go with sleep for one day because, like, I mean, I've had 5 hours of sleep one time and I made it through the day. I'll be all right. But if I don't have dinner and go to sleep on an empty stomach, I'm gonna
just lose. I'm gonna be dying. Just wouldn't be eating lunch.
Well, you got to think too. Food gives you energy.
Yeah.
Meaning, if I eat, I'm gonna make up for that loose sleep.
I guess I'll just
drink a Bang and we'll be all right. Even though Bang is very
just if
overrated.
You say lose a sleep or lose a meal, I'd rather lose a meal because I need my sleep. But based how specific we've made it, I don't know.
We have turned this or that to this plus a couple
this
extra
plus
things.
That and that or that.
All right, well, I got this or that that Connor actually mentioned before the podcast. Shivering or sweating?
I was
shivering.
About to say that.
Well, I mean, it depends. Because if you're just sweating outside, that's completely fine. If you're inside and sweating.
Yeah, but if it's cool inside.
Disgusting. I don't know. I mean.
I guess it depends, like, the severity.
Okay.
Outside,
uncomfortably,
definitely sweating.
Uncomfortably, like,
uncomfortably cold or uncomfortably hot. You're inside.
I hate shivering inside.
Like, shivering
like,
just makes
class.
My back hurt, so.
I would go with shivering. I hate being uncomfortably hot.
Like, this
I wouldn't
want to
be,
correct?
Like, sweating during school. That's just embarrassing.
Yeah, it's like you're in a hoodie and sweatpants and you're sweating. Like, you just played 6 basketball games in full sweat, so you go back and sit in class. Just
like,
that
I wouldn't mind, like, sweating, like, playing a sport. Like, that's just fine. But, like,
once again, this plus that equals that or that.
I think I'd have to choose sweating. I'd rather sweat than shiver.
I'd rather shiver. Inside, definitely.
Yes,
outside,
agree.
I would 100% rather sweat.
Yeah, yeah, I'd say that.
Because baseball games, like, in the cold, are absolutely miserable.
Inside, I'd rather shiver. Outside, I'd rather
The days I have to bring out my bomber jacket are the days that I dread. Because those are terrible.
Well, the bomber jacket's comfy.
The bomber jacket is comfy, but I can't bring the bomber jacket out to the field. And then you have those really long innings, and you're just like, I just want to go to the dugout, put my jacket on.
I got a this or that, maybe. Would you rather do a cardio circuit? This is more like they're both bad options. Which one? Would you rather do like a cardio circuit or just full running?
What aren't those both?
I know they're all the same
cardio?
Thing, but you know, like cardio, like, you know, like the short, quick movements, not necessarily sprints, but you know, like burpees or running.
Well, I did running for
you're that cross country
running,
probably.
I think running would just be easier.
Like long distance running?
Yes.
Like endurance?
Yeah.
Like running 3 miles or do that circuit for 20 minutes? Probably 3 miles.
3 miles? That's a long, long run.
I mean, like a 20-minute circuit straight or like breaks?
That's like a...
That's 12, right?
That's like a 24-minute run.
That's only 12 laps around the lap.
If you run
12 laps around the lap.
On the track.
24 minutes running
straight.
I
can't run around the track, though, like that many times. Like, I'd have to just run like...
Straight?
Yeah. Like, have a route to take. Yeah. I don't like seeing the same thing over and over and over. It just gets repetitive.
Yeah, that's what I did like about cross country was because...
Yeah. It was different.
Well, yeah, but like, I didn't have to run in a circle the entire
time.
Like,
yeah, that's what I meant.
Because, like, in practice, I would always hate practice because I would do the same loop, like, 6 times, and I'm just like, I'm just done with this.
And you feel a lot more tired.
Well, and you feel like you've ran a lot more. Like, I always felt like I didn't run as much in my meets because... Even though I've, like, ran there before, I don't run there every day.
Yeah.
Right. And you wouldn't know where you were, and then boom, you're done.
Yeah. Because
well,
I mean,
actually, be like, boom, there's another mile. But, you know, as soon as anything got
like,
familiar,
especially the 1 mile mark.
Yes, I ran cross country, guys.
He did. I remember. He did.
Eighth grade year.
I ran, too, in sixth grade.
Well, you should run cross country because you play soccer.
Well, I mean, like, yeah, I really shouldn't have to.
No, I just mean, like, that would help.
Okay, it would help, yeah.
Yeah.
That, my parents made me just because of that.
Yeah, I think that's smart.
Yeah, he never came.
Just
in
like
there,
how a lot
yeah,
of the
soccer,
the football skilled position players run track.
Yeah, that's
I think
good.
It's a smart thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they get more running then than they do like they because they don't get any like conditioning at all during football. So that's
yeah,
good.
You just practice, lift, and then yeah, track helps you get more explosive.
Right.
I have
another one.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, this is kind of a would you rather. It's kind of this or that. They're kind of
it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Live. Twice as long as you normally would.
Okay.
Or win the lottery.
That's not a good question because who wants to be 160?
Would you age the same? Like, I'm not going to.
No.
I don't want
to
age.
Like, you'll be like in your, like, let's say, like, you're like in your mid-20s.
You can do the math.
Oh, you mean like I'm in my 20s for 20 years.
Would you rather live till you're like 70?
Yes, 2 years would be 1 year.
Okay. Would you rather live for 140 years or live till you're 70?
You would age.
I'd rather win the lottery because if you're really old, then you got to watch all your friends die.
Yeah.
That's sad.
I would rather win the lottery.
That would be sad. I didn't think about that.
And then you'd get new groups of friends and you'd outlive them. And then they die too. Or you could win the lottery. So I'd go with that one.
But think about how long we can make 615 guys for. 140 years worth of 615 guys.
Or how good we could make it if we had $1 billion.
That's true.
That is true.
Actually, no, if we did that, then only one of us would be. So then be like, all right, guys, it's the 615 guy here.
Yeah,
we no longer have any.
Guy. I bought out the business.
Like I have Sean Skeleton to my right. Yes. I just have all your bodies just sitting here.
That'd be so weird.
I'm like, Sean,
just have a conversation.
This is the 1 billionth episode.
I'm like, Sean, what do you think of this? He's just no response.
Just a little
good answer. Good answer. Crackling. Oh man, this got dark really, really fast. 6-5 guys.
What do you think? What, one more?
We can go. We can go one more, and we can really talk about it and figure it out.
I need to come up with a good one.
Before we end the episode.
All right, I got one. I don't know if we want to finish on it, but passenger or driver?
Depends who the driver is.
Yes.
If I was the passenger.
I mean, it depends if we're driving 10 minutes or 3 hours.
Okay, so just in general, we'll say you're driving 30 minutes. I'm going to go driver because I trust myself more than anybody.
I mean, it just gives you something to do.
Yeah, but what if you're, like, in a car full of people and you want to, like, talk and get on your phone and I don't know.
And then just wreck and then talk to them afterwards.
I like the, I don't know the word for it, but, like, I like being able to drive. Like,
in control.
Power.
Aesthetic. In control.
Being in control. The aesthetic of being the driver, that's funny.
If I'm by myself, I'd rather. I guess, no, you couldn't be the passenger if you were by yourself. So that's a stupid point.
If you'd have a Tesla.
That's true, you could do that if you had a Tesla. But I don't know if I would like that, honestly. That would creep me out.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust it.
Like,
I'd be more on edge than
like
if I was
actually
driving.
Well, I guess the first few times, if like we were taking a turn, I would like be very cautious. Be like, okay, I'm gonna follow the wheel. Until,
make sure it's going the right way.
Yeah.
Well, here I can explain it to you because my friend Colin Miller, who owns a Tesla and likes to brag about it all the time.
Okay.
He says you can go to like certain things like that have like solid white lines, but you can't like go into like it doesn't know driveways, stuff like that. Like it can go on the interstate and like take you down the interstate, but
so I can like program in my car, hey, I want to go to the Titans game. I guess you can put in the corners to the Titans game and it'll take
like,
you there.
Like you can't do it from your house though.
Yeah, because a back road
you can get on the interstate and then plug that in.
I think so, yeah. So like it's like that, yeah.
So you can just put it in what's that? The setting where it's cruise control. Yeah, it's like cruise control.
No, not at all.
Yes, kind of.
Cruise control. I mean, cruise control literally just means it stays at the same speed.
Yeah.
Yes, it's
Tesla.
Kinda,
and the,
yes,
no, like
kinda.
Tesla, you don't
it's
even
more advanced.
So you don't have to touch the wheel. Okay, I got.
Yeah, it'll literally.
So I was just trying to put a comparison, but there's really nothing you can compare that to.
Do you think that is the future for all cars?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Probably.
Like, or do you think
flying cars?
That's
wink.
Not happening. Probably.
You don't know. You never know.
I mean, maybe,
but
I don't know.
Do you feel like that'll be... Eventually, obviously, every company will have that done, but at what point do you feel like it'll be that way to the point where... Or do you think there'll even be a time where there is no such thing as you driving your own car?
I mean, it's definitely going to be a thing. I mean, everyone's attention span goes down every single year, and so eventually your attention span will be so small you don't even want to drive.
I'd say around like 20 years, it'll be like a big thing.
Popular thing.
But do you think it'll be like some people are still driving? Some people aren't.
Do you think,
or it's like
you think,
everybody
I mean,
has to
it's gonna
be
like
the
that.
Same thing?
Like it's going to be, there's
I mean,
going to be
some
people driving
yeah.
because there's going to be old cars. Like people can't,
it's just like
everyone
a,
can afford
it's like,
these
well, no,
nice,
some people
expensive.
Won't trust it. It's like a stick shift because like at first people didn't trust it to automatically change gears. So they kept with the stick shift and it was like, oh, those people, it'll change gears. And now... Nowadays, people don't drive stick because they don't trust, you know, automatic. It's just kind of like a retro item and entertaining, I guess. And because, you know, I don't know if y'all have ever ridden with a stick, but the whole time, you know, you got to be moving it. It kind of gives you just something to do while you're driving, and driving is something to do while you're driving. So that's how it'll be one day. Yeah. That's my guess.
Well, I thought these were some good topics.
That definitely should be a topic we come back to, or like a not that specific topic, but segment we should come back to.
Yeah.
I got another one.
Okay, one more.
This or that. Coke or Dr. Pepper? Because Pepsi's trash. I'm not assuming it.
I wouldn't say that. Pepsi's pretty good.
Either one of those?
Nope. I'm a Sprite guy.
I was going to say Sprite, but I went with more generic.
I only like Sprite. So.
Do y'all like Sprite? Because we could do Sprite versus Pepsi.
I think Sprite's more popular.
Let's do Sprite versus Dr. Pepper.
No, yeah. Sprite versus Coke.
Dr. Pepper's
not as popular.
It's so much better than Coke. I think everyone would agree.
Yeah. I think they taste the same.
See, I used to be a big Coke guy, but now I am more of a Dr. Pepper. You used to like the Coke? I still like Coke.
I like Sprite over Dr. Pepper. I've never really liked the Coke tasting drinks. They're fine. Like, I could definitely drink a Coke, but
yeah. I give this my only option. I just think
Coke and Dr. Pepper, like, all those just taste the exact same.
I used to think Coke is really, but now
I can taste the difference.
Coke's really carbonated, Pepsi's sweeter, and Dr. Pepper's like the perfect mix. And then Sprite's, you know, better than all of them.
Yeah.
I'm more of an Orange Crush, Orange Fanta, Orange anything.
I mean, yeah, I like the Fantas, like Mellow Yellows.
I've never been a fan of any of those.
Because they're kind of like Sprite. Yeah. It's kind of the same.
Right.
It's more like a juice carbonation combo rather than just carbonation.
Yeah.
My take is McDonald's Sprite is above all.
It is, yeah.
So good. Yes.
But when I come in from like sweating and I just want a can of something, I'm getting Dr. Pepper. Ice cold Dr. Pepper. That's my take.
Dr. Pepper's good. I like ice cold water.
Yeah.
Water is good. Yeah, water is good for you.
Water good.
Drink water, kids.
Drink water, especially if you play football. Not naming any names.
Yes, water is important, believe it or not. Drink water.
That was a good one.
If you're listening to the pod, you better be drinking water while listening to the pod. If you're not drinking water while listening to the pod, you're doing something wrong.
Because all of us at 615 guys drink water while we're recording.
Yes, we're actually sponsored by water. Not a brand, just literally
H2O.
If you've
ever seen me around school, you've seen my big black hydro
615 guys.
With the 615 guys sticker on it. How many
times do you like pee in a day? Like between every class? Do you like pee in between every class?
In between every class I do pee, yes.
Yeah, I think I do in between three classes, something like that. But I don't have a big black water bottle like Jackson does.
But yes, moral of the story, drink water. It's important. Good healthy lifestyle.
So that way you don't cramp during a football game.
You know what else is a good healthy lifestyle? Listening to a good podcast.
On a ping pong table.
Which is why
you don't have to be on the ping pong table listening. But
which is why we're thanking you for listening to episode 16. A 615 guys.
Yes, thank you to the loyal listeners that are still out there. We appreciate y'all. When we're big time.
Just know, we're about to get big.
Yeah.
We just need more grandmas
to donate.
Yeah.
Hey, if your grandma wants to sponsor us,
hey, go for
we're open.
if y'all want to sponsor the local 615 guys, we would appreciate it.
But just know, these are going to be the people we're coming back to whenever we're big, big time. You know,
y'all,
like we said,
y'all
we're
will
gonna
be rewarded
museums,
as well.
You know, you're going to be those people that are at the ribbon cutting. You're going to be the people that will be at our, if there were a podcast awards, you will be there.
Yes, you will receive an invite.
Yes. At the after party, all of it. You know, it's going to be big. It's going to be huge. But until the day that we are at the award shows, at the big time events, you're sitting here listening to episode 16. And we're thanking you for listening to episode 16.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
We love all you guys. Make sure to follow us on Instagram. Twitter, TikTok,
go like our one TikTok.
MySpace, your space, his space.
Yeah, we do. Maybe we'll do that this week.
Maybe we'll hit some devious licks.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
All right, but until then, 615 guys, episode 16. You're finished.
615 guys out.
See ya.